Continuing in the Ramban throughout Parshas Va'er, we have one of the more famous psukim in the Parsha, famous because of the Pesach Haggadah. We see this every year. Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. Hashem says, this is really Moshe speaking as to what he's going to tell the Jewish people. I am going to pass, Hashem is going to pass through Mitzrayim on this night. Vihi kesi kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to strike down all of the firstborns, me'adam ad be'ma, from man to animal, uvechol Elohei Mitzrayim, and of all the gods of Mitzrayim, eseh shvatim, I will also mete out punishments, Ani Hashem. So Ramban makes a couple of important comments here. Number one, the Torah makes it very clear that Hashem is going to punish all the gods of Mitzrayim, the Elohei Mitzrayim, Eseh Shvatim. We don't really see that anywhere. The Torah never describes anything happening to the gods of Mitzrayim. So Rashi points out that it's shel eitz v'shel mateches. It's the wooden and metal gods. Those that were made out of wood would rot, and those out of metal would melt when Hashem would pass through for Makos Bechoros. Meanwhile, still not said anywhere, where do we get this idea? So Ramban makes two comments. Number one, on behalf of Rashi, who describes it, it says, Lo Perish HaKosef. The Torah never describes him. Ki Musar Havala Meitzu. It's literally, it's the worthlessness of the wooden and metal gods. They're so worthless, it wasn't even worth spending a moment or two of the Torah's time to describe what's going to happen. So we're told that Hashem says, I'm going to do it. And we don't even need to find out that it ever was done. He adds, the Ramban, to that a second point, that the reality is, when do the Egyptians come running to the Jews to get out of Mitzrayim? It's in the middle of the night. Why is it in the middle of the night? Because their firstborn children have died. And the Torah describes there's not a house in Mitzrayim that's not screaming in the pain of the loss of their children. They come running, they say, get out! When did they discover that their gods had melted and rotted? That wouldn't be to the following day or days when they arrived in their houses of worship. They didn't know that at Chatzos HaLaila. They didn't know that at midnight. So the Torah leaves it out because the reason why they kicked the Jews out was only because of Makos Bechoros. It had nothing to do with their gods being destroyed. They figured it out. They found out what had happened, and therefore the Torah leaves it blank. But one other very important point that the Ramban makes is that this idea has many different components. Hashem says, I'm going to pass over Mitzrayim. I'm going to strike down the firstborn. I'm going to mete out punishment against the gods of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem. Rashi here says, Anihu velo malach. I'm the one who's going to do it, and not any emissary, not any malach, just me, myself. But the Ramban points out that we're familiar from the Haggadah, that the Haggadah delineates each and every phrase into a different level. For example, that's again with that which we are familiar. V'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, ani v'lo malach. I'm not any angel. Hikesi kol b'chor, ani v'lo saraf. Not the specific type of malach of a saraf. Uvechol Elohim es emes ha-shvatim, ani v'lo hashaliach. I am not the agent. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo acher. Why is it, says the Ramban, and we ask this question at the Seder table every year, why so specific? Not me, not an angel, not the seraph, not the hashaliach, anihu v'lo achir. What's the meaning of each and every different phrase? So the Ramban says, more than just the general idea that Rashi mentions, the Ramban says each and every phrase is significant to the way that Hashem does Makos Bechoros. And he explains, v'avarti v'eretz Mitzrayim, me and not a malach, says the Ramban, because we find when plagues are sent by Hashem, we find this in two different places, it's sent by a malach. For example, in the times of David HaMelech, when he incorrectly counted the Jewish people and a plague breaks out and kills many hundreds of thousands amongst the Jewish people, the Navi makes it very clear that it was a malach who went out amongst the people. Similarly, when Sancheirev lays siege on the city of Yerushalayim and King Chizkiya HaMelech davens to Hashem and Hashem then wipes out Melech Sancheirev, the Navi makes it clear. How does he wipe out the army of Sancheirev? With a malach, an angel of Hashem goes out and strikes down the Jews, in the case of David, strikes down the army of Sancheirev. So Hashem says, but when it comes to Mitzrayim, ani velo malach. That's the first phrase. It's not going to be a malach. I'm going to be there myself. Ani velo saraf. And it's not going to be a saraf. Says the Ramban, that's a specific type of angel, like its name implies, seraph, like serefa, that burns, that sends out fiery arrows, so to speak, to wipe out and destroy things. So that you might have thought, yes, Hashem is going to come, He's going to be there, but he's going to be there and say to his guy, you do this, you do that. So he'll be there in person, not sitting on his throne, but he won't be the one to actually strike them down. No, ani velo saraf. Not only will I come and be there, it's going to be me who's going to be the one to do that, not some fiery angel. Like we see Eliyahu HaNavi speaks to the Malach to send down a fire from heaven to destroy those who Achaz HaMelech had sent to arrest him. Hashem says, not only am I coming, I'm going to be the one to do it as well. Ani velo hashaliach. Who is this hashaliach? The shaliach, the agent. The Ramban says this is the angel, the Malach HaGadol, the great angel known as Matatron, which is the name that we see. The Malach, says the Ramban, this is the Mora HaDerech, the angel that would go out and precede things and lay the path, lay the groundwork for certain things. Ramban brings 5, 6, 7 different examples where this specific Malach is the one who was out there doing things. And Ramban says, no one's clearing the path. No one's setting the table for me. No one's doing anything. No one is setting down the fire. I am going and doing it myself. Ani hu, ani Hashem velo acher. And as Ramban says, ve'ein acher, ein Elohim imo limchos al yodah. There's no one who can stop me. There's no one who can get in my way. I am the one who's going to be able to do this. So more than just Rashi's comment of it was Hashem and no one else, Ramban goes through, as we do in the Pesach Haggadah, every step Hashem says, this Makkah is going to be me and me alone who's going to be the one to kill the Bechoros of Mitzrayim.